It is Thursday morning, Keith. We do check in with our friends at Ivy Tech, and who is with us today?
Well, we have Emily Bobo, an award-winning professor of English at Ivy Tech. Good morning, Emily.
Emily, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. It is very nice outside.
It is. Finally, we're not sweating, just walking to our cars. It's new and exciting, and hopefully September has more in store for us. But you've been awfully busy, Keith tells me. My goodness, partnering up here with the MCCSC to put a book together. Tell us about how that came about and the exciting times you had putting it together.
Thank you. Yes. So it grew out of a project I've been doing for the last 6 years called Art and the Poetry, where my Ivy Tech poetry students go into the public schools and help children write poems in response to art. The Bobo Books Project still took it a step further and collected the best poem for each piece of art and put it in a book that we are selling to raise money for the reduced lunch program at MCCSC schools. Each book sold raises enough money to feed one child for 1 week.
Emily, where can, start with the important thing, where can people get a copy of this book, purchase one?
Bobo Books is available only on Amazon.com.
All right. And as you said, when they buy this book, then they're actually helping feed somebody that's a beneficiary of the reduced lunch program in the MCCSC. Now, I got to ask you a question. You took a bunch of college kids and you took them out to elementary school students and had them meet with each other. What was that meeting like?
It was, as I told them, to prep them, it's going to be very chaotic, and it was. But it also would be a little piece of magic, and it was. Something happens when you mix generations like that, and you ask an 18-year-old, a 28-year-old, a 50-year-old to go into the classroom and be vulnerable with this new material they're just learning about and try to teach it to a 5, 6, 7, 8-year-old. And it is chaotic, but it's also something happens and they start to connect with each other and with the material, and they produce these amazing poems.
Take off the hat of the person who's so proud of all of this. And from
that's hard to do.
Yeah, I know. But from a critical standpoint, what kind of product did they produce?
From a critical standpoint, they're still amazing poems. One child wrote, "The light is greedy. I will not let it have me." And this was in response to a poem of a little girl in a doorway with the sunlight behind her and shadows in front of her. And it's just one of the most haunting lines.
What age group was that girl that wrote that?
That child was 8 years old, I believe.
Wow.
Yes, and he has 3 poems in the book. He's quite the budding Shakespeare.
Mm. Well, you would love to have people like that in your classroom at Ivy Tech.
I would, and that's the secret. I am recruiting.
Well, you have to start them early. That's right.
A decade and a half out, yes.
So you were successful this time. You got a book out of it. You're still selling the book. Where do you go from here?
We are moving on to volume 2. The photographer I worked with, Charity Hegestad at The Joy of Film, she's from Colorado, and she has graciously agreed to donate the second round of photos for free again. We're moving into color film photography with the second volume, and I'm also hoping to repeat our experience at Rogers Elementary, but I'm looking for another community partner, another elementary school in the area that would like to participate in this project.
How hard was it to talk the teacher in Rogers, the teachers, into cooperating for this project?
It wasn't difficult at all. Scheduling was difficult because I can't require my students to use out-of-class time to do this project. They all have lives, they work, they have families. We don't have very many traditional students who are just going to college. So trying to work it so that it works with our schedule and the elementary school schedule and all of those things, that was a bit of a headache, but the enthusiasm has been consistent for the project.
The teacher's review of this project was?
The teacher's review of this project was very positive.
In fact,
well, how are you going to have any problem getting anybody to partner up with you then? This sounds like a great plan.
Well, they
tell
do
Keith
have...
Klein to get off his rear end and get you some help over there in the MCCSE, yes, and get this thing figured out. This is Labor Day weekend. We can't be sitting here with half open doors. We need these projects done.
They do have their standards they have to hit for Common Core.
But it just seems like a great partnership where everybody's getting together, and it's exciting, and you've got your students and those students, and it's just creating things. I mean, that has to be completely exciting from your point of view.
It is. It is, and it's a great way to show to our students that poetry is not stuck in the ivory tower. It's not just something that old dead people wrote. It's something that's
now, if it was Latin poetry,
if
it was Latin poetry, you'd have a different argument. But since we're all right there on the new stuff, Emily Bobo's our guest this morning. And wrapping up, Emily, if someone's listening and wants to contact you and figure out how they can partner up or do projects in the future, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
You can email me at Ivy Tech. It's ebobo1@ivytech.edu, or you can contact me through our Facebook page, Bobo Books 111.
Bobo Books 111. I like that. That's easy to remember. Hey, well, you have a wonderful holiday weekend, and we can't wait to hear from you next time to hear who that new partner is going to be and what project you guys are going to have putting together. That sounds awesome.
Thank you. Happy holiday to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Emily Bobo from Ivy Tech. Keith, what a cool deal.
These kids are in elementary school. They're published authors.
Well, they are, and from what it sounds like, they write some pretty cool stuff as well. Again, just when you lose hope in the youth, they pop right back up and surprise you. So great stuff there from Emily.